When the jazz pianist Oscar Peterson died at the end of 2007, I was struck by the articles and obituaries that appeared in response. Nearly all of the more serious ones framed him as an immensely popular artist, but a controversial one. The controversy concerned his technique and the degree to which it sometimes dominated his playing. The New York Times even compared his career to that of Yasha Heifetz, the celebrated violinist whose image of perfection turned many critics and musicians off his playing. The L.A. Times cited Peterson's critics, and even Variety noted his hurrahs from impressed odds and the occasional pan from unmoved critics. The pianist himself was dismissive of all that, this from an interview we did in 2000, quoting Igor Stravinsky, of all people.
Stravinsky had the line I like. They asked him about his critics, and purportedly said, "I haven't yet to see a monument to a critic." I think it's a great line. I'll have to use that.
But it's hard not to ponder why the so-called virtuoso in music, or perhaps in any art, might never overcome those critical prejudices. Why is it so hard to be so skilled? I asked Marc-André Hamelin, the highly brilliant classical pianist, whether he had thought of himself as a virtuoso when he began his career, and he answered with one word.
Never.
Hamelin was, early on, referred to by the then New York Times critic Harold Schoenberg as a super virtuoso, largely because of this CD from 1988. It features performances of the Leopold Godowsky transcriptions of Chopin etudes, without doubt some of the most pianistically challenging music in existence. Hamelin recorded it, he says, because his independent record label thought they'd do better in a niche market. And he was thrilled to have been noticed at all by Schoenberg, who was a devotee of this kind of, well, virtuosic playing.
And this review helped me tremendously, of course. But I've come to realize that label was somewhat harmful because of the general public's perception and understanding of what virtuoso means.
Misunderstanding, that is. And not only the public, people in the business, too.
Over time, I have seen concert promoters asking me for these sort of, shall we say, over-athletic repertoire a little too often.
But honestly, it goes even further back than that. Hamelin reports that things began to move in this direction in his student days, just as soon as people discovered his abilities.
I had to wait decades before I was assigned any Schubert.
Schubert having been considered a composer of more serious, less flashy music.
The only Schubert piece that I ever played when I was learning piano at the beginning, you know, was the E-flat major impromptu, Opus 90, number 2. Why? Because it's the one with the running passages.
It's those running passages that provoke the label. Oscar Peterson sure used them a lot. Vladimir Horowitz, another superstar some critics loved to hate, flaunted accuracy in passage work. And speaking of Heifetz, jazz students still look back to the 1950s, holding up a particular Coltrane track called Giant Steps as the standard to emulate, and you can hear why. There are plenty of examples of this driving, spellbinding kind of playing, and singers, of course, can do it too, and it's terrifically entertaining. But there are those that will tell you that's not what virtuosity is. Or at least it is certainly not all that virtuosity is, asserts Marc-André Hamelin.
To achieve a true pianissimo, or a true range of colors, requires a very highly developed control of the instrument, and to me that is also virtuosity.
Vladimir Horowitz's record producer, Thomas Frost, years ago, told me more or less the same thing in trying to describe the gifts of that pianist.
He was able to play independent melodies with those 10 fingers that makes you sound like there are three hands at the piano. The real technique was not the fast and loud playing. It was that type of control.
And Oscar Peterson talked similarly about his idol and then friend and musical influence, Art Tatum.
Forget the command of the instrument. Everyone needs to say, man, boy, can he play the way he'd run up and down that piano. That means nothing. And I don't mean it means nothing, but that isn't that hard to do. But it was the harmonic intent that he had going. The places that he would take these tunes harmonically.
So maybe it's more complicated than it sounds, this whole question of what a virtuoso is. Labels are easy. Being a musician is hard. Marc-André Hamelin, for one, is able now to play more mainstream music, more standard repertoire, such as his Grammy-nominated Haydn CD of last year. Why?
Because I've become more famous. sorry, that's a very crass term.
Just please don't call him a virtuoso if what you mean is a keyboard athlete.
That is why the label, I think, doesn't fit me, unless I know that the person calling me a virtuoso knows fully what it means.
While you're thinking about it, get past the label and listen to the delicious ballad playing of Oscar Peterson. It's part of the picture. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.